industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We must demolish strongholds, old experiences. Forget about the past. Yesterday is gone. Forget about the successes of yesterday. Forget about the defeats of yesterday. Forget about what somebody did yesterday. Forget about what you did yesterday. Forget about what the devil tried to do yesterday. Forget about yesterday. Your future is bright. Keep your eyes toward your future. Keep moving toward what God is going to do. Sometimes people get stuck in what God did. It's good to enjoy what God did, to think about it from time to time, but don't get stuck in what God did. Jesus watched a woman. He was standing by the offering, watching the offerings. Tell me the Lord don't watch you filling out them envelopes. He said, what, she put that on there? She got a whole lot more money in that purse. That's the tithe. That ain't the tithe. He watched all these rich people walk by and put money in the treasury. But then this woman came and dropped something in that got his attention. And he called so much so he called his disciples, come here. I want you to see something. See, all of these that have given out of their abundance, this woman gave the mite, the widow's mite, out of her lack. Out of her lack, out of her want. They said she's given more than they all. Because see, she had to release something that cost her. See, it's not what you give out of your abundance. When you really give unto God, it's not what you have left that counts, it's what you don't have left. Well, that's scaring somebody right there, see. You hear what I'm saying? It's easy to give a bunch when you got a bunch left. But that woman, we don't read the story about her, but I believe it. I've spoken about this before, but I believe that the Lord was saying that she broke a spirit of poverty through releasing that mite. See, there was something broken. You have to understand something. And I'm just touching. I want to whet your appetite. I hope you come tomorrow night. But poverty is not a natural condition. It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind. Some of the most poverty-stricken people in the world are the richest. And we'll take a look at what are the signs of poverty. It's not about material possession. It's a state of mind. And see, here's where some saints, they misconstrue the kingdom because they're looking for material things and thinking that their life and their stature and status is based upon that when they never deal with this. If you get this right, all that is cake. All that is easy going, easy stuff. It'll flow to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. That's what God says. Amen? So in Mark chapter 9, Mark 9 and verse 23, Jesus simply said this to a father who wanted his son healed and the disciples couldn't heal him. Jesus said in verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. How many things are possible? Come on, all things. Say that real loud. All things are possible. Say it one more time. Jesus said this himself. All things are possible to him that believes. Move anything out of your path that would cause you unbelief, negative people, negative situations, negative sounds, all this stuff. Get it out of your life. All this stuff that's grieving and vexing your spirit all the time, and you know, people that vex your spirit all the time, avoid them. Stay away from stuff that's trying to steal or eat away the foundation of your faith. Hold your peace. Be silent when the evil are present. Instead of getting into stuff where you walk away and you know you feel drained and empty now. No, guard that garden. Amen. Guard your faith. That's your currency. That's how you are going to make exchanges in the kingdom. And the enemy will come to try to steal that. Amen. To try to vex you and get that from you. Get you into your flesh. We can't allow that. We can't suffer that. Amen. All right. So in Matthew 21 and verse 22, the Lord says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." I don't see the word maybe. I don't see the word if. I don't see a but there. The Lord said, "In all things you ask in prayer, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Some of us, I see right now, you need to cast some stuff down in your mind, even when you read things like that. You need to just cast stuff down. Anything that tries to, you know, pop up in your mind. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Stuff popping up. And you don't even think about that verse because of what popped up. But he said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Well, this is the faith crisis. This is faith, amen, that fits all sizes. Whatsoever. Somebody shout that. Whatsoever. Come on, shout it again. Whatsoever. Shout it one more time. Whatsoever. He didn't put stipulations and conditions. This world system will put that on you. Humanism. Why are you doing that? Or why don't treat that lady? Why would you do that lady like that? Because we understand that there's a currency, that there's a supply that goes beyond that little handful of meal. There's a supply that we know to tap into. The world doesn't know to tap into that. All they know is, you know, eat that little bit and see what happens. No, fix me one first. In other words, don't eat that, release that. You know, she had to give that. It just so happened to be him. In order to break that curse of poverty, she had to release something. You see, that's the fear of people. People fear to release stuff. In this day and time, people tightening the belt, backing off, conserving everything. Now, I know we use wisdom, but we don't operate in fear. Operating in wisdom is not operating in fear. There's an epidemic of fear in the body of Christ today. People operating from fear. Fear of what tomorrow is going to bring. Fear of this. Fear of that. And the devil holds people hostage and in bondage through the fear of death. The Bible tells us in Galatians 3 and 13 that the Lord has delivered us from curse of the law. The curse of the law was poverty, sickness, and death. And fear will cause all of these things. It's at the root of all these things. Poverty. I mean, most sicknesses start in the mind and is rooted in fear. Got a bad report. Hello? Got a bad report from a practicing doctor. One that's practicing. He put his shoes on just like you do. So he went to school to study some medicine. He don't have a handle on everything. He don't know like God knows. Thank God he studied. Thank God he has a doctorate. He's a doctor. But he's still practicing. Stuff he don't know. But thank God for the doctor that knows everything. Amen. That can heal anything. That has already delivered us from the curse and given us a promise. Huh? He has delivered us from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death. It is appointed unto man once to die, but we don't die. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to die. I have no intentions of dying. I may leave this body here with y'all, but I'm not going through death. No, no, no. In baptism, I identified with his death, and I identified with his resurrection. And he's resurrected to die no more. He died once for all of us. If you get that in your mind, you renew your mind and transform your thinking to think like that, then fear has to bow its knee. I'm telling you, fear is the door. Fear will have children on you. Fear will bring some offspring. Fear and doubt, when they get together, they'll produce some stuff. If you're not careful, you'll be surrounded by a whole bunch of because you allowed fear. So no matter what condition we may be in, you have an ability to rise right where you are. Come on, rise and shine right in the midst of where you are. You have the ability. You have the anointing to do that. No matter what has been said, no matter what has been done, no matter where you find yourself, you can rise right up in that circumstance and rise above that thing and overcome that thing by your faith. Simply because we operate by another kingdom. The kingdom of God rules and governs everything else. Our father Abraham had to not consider a bunch of stuff. He didn't consider his own body. He didn't consider the barrenness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider his age. He was surrounded by all this stuff, but he had to not consider it. He hoped against hope. See, the hope that he had to hope against was a natural hope. See, at one time there was a natural hope that, you know, there's a possibility. When he went into Hagar, that not too long after that, there was a hope that, you know, he could still reproduce, but then he went beyond that. And so he had to take hold of another hope that was hoping against that hope. Come on, see, there's a type of hope in the kingdom that hopes against natural hope.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 11 of The Faith Crises, One Size Fits All, part 2. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Move all things out of your path that causes you not to believe. Negative people, negative thoughts, and negative situations all are ploys of the enemy to get you into flesh. God didn't place any stipulations on it. Matthew 21:22, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." This is how one size fits all. God is not legalistic, nor prejudice, and most of all, not discriminatory. He doesn't place regulations and restrictions on your faith. He requires us to believe without wavering, doubting, or fearing. That is available to us to break out and break into this next dimension of faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.